that we're sitting on. This is called a...
Chairs?
Uh-huh.
A lounge, such as that. They just about like one like that. They used to, my mother's father bought her a suit of furniture. It was a beautiful set of furniture and mahogany, and it was cushioned with this slick stuff you don't see any now, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And all, but...
What about that thing there that several people can sit on?
What, this?
Mm-hmm.
That's a divan. See that chair right yonder?
Uh-huh.
That chair's 100 years old. With the dog heads?
Uh-huh.
75 years ago, I used to go to my aunt's with that sitting up in the corner, and she had a linen cloth covered with. And us little old boys would run in the parlor then. That's what she had in the parlor. And we'd raise it up and look at those dog heads, and they would fly. She'd holler at us, you know. And she told my mother, when she died, I was named after her husband, David Morris.
Mm-hmm.
And she told wanted me to have that high, that chair.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had it 59 years.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for the divan?
Huh?
Any other name for the divan?
No. You know, there used to be what they called settees.
Mm-hmm.
They're smaller than that, where three or four could sit down. They'd call them settees.
What about the word sofa?
Huh?
Sofa or sofa?
That's the same thing. I have a sofa to sit on. They used to call those things sofas.
Mm-hmm. It's all the same thing?
Yeah.
What sort of things would someone have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Huh?
What sort of things would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, my mother and father had a big wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
It was built. Is built by itself. A big thing is about 10 feet high and about 6 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
And they hung all the good, your nice clothes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you'd hang them in a closet.
Any other name for wardrobe?
No, right offhand, I don't want to call it.
Did you ever hear of chiffer robe? Or
chiffer robe, yeah. That's a chiffer robe. That's a... Well, let me show you. Here's a chiffer robe. We bought this furniture this November, be 59 years ago. And this is antique. Lots of people give plenty of money for this furniture if they can get it.
Mm-hmm. The chiffer robe just has drawers in it,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, and has a, some of them have a mirror, you
mm-hmm.
see. Big, tall mirror.
What else like that do people have nowadays?
They don't have too much, many of that. You know, people now have closets, and they put nearly everything in closets.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take you back here and show you something.
Something that you'd, the thing that you'd hang in the window to pull down to keep out the light.
Shades.
Okay. And...
Do you know we've got shades back yonder in our rooms to pull them down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the little room off the kitchen where you store things?
That's what we call storeroom.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a pantry or safe?
That's a pantry or storeroom. Pantry is a little smaller than a storeroom.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and things that weren't good anymore, you'd say, what would you call that? Say it's just...
Well, now they'd be called antique.
Uh-huh.
But back then, it's just old furniture.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it junk or trash or plunder?
Plungers?
Junk or trash or plunder, something like that.
Plunger?
Uh-huh.
A plunger is what we used to put in where a pipe stopped up,
uh-huh.
you know, and he would work that thing and suck it up, and it'll help break that stoppage up.
Mm-hmm. And something that you sweep with, you call
broom.
It?
Got them back out. Got one back yonder. Swept a jillion floors with it.
Uh-huh. You call that a...
Broom.
Mm-hmm.